It's a deal, Spicer said as he looked at the other two for approval. They both nodded slowly. All three were thinking the same thing now. If the shakedown of Arran Lake proceeded as they dreamed it would, then serious money was coming their way. They would need a place to hide it, and maybe someone to help them. They wanted to trust this new guy, Argro. Let's give him a chance. There's one thing you should know, Beach said. The lawyer's name was Trevor Carson. He set up the account, directed the deposits, did everything, really. And, he was murdered night before last in Kingston, Jamaica. Argro searched their faces for more. Yarber handed him a copy of the newspaper, which he read very deliberately. Why was he missing? He asked after a long silence. We don't know, Beach said. He left town and we got word through the FBI that he was missing. Argro handed the paper back to Yarber and crossed his arms over his chest. He cocked his head, narrowed his eyes, and managed to look suspicious. Let them sweat. How dirty is this money, he asked, as if he might not want to get involved with it after all. You've got a deal, Yarber said. Take it or leave it. Good move, old boy, Argro said to himself. The FBI is involved, he asked. Only with the lawyer's disappearance, Beach said. The feds know nothing about the offshore account. Let me get this straight. You got a dead lawyer, the FBI, an offshore account hiding dirty money, right? What have you boys been up to? No one's forcing you to get involved, Yarber said. So a decision had to be made. For Argro, the red flags were up. The minefield was marked. If he went forward, then he did so armed with sufficient warnings that his three new friends could be dangerous. This, of course, meant nothing to Argro, but to Beach, Spicer, and Yarber, the opening in their tight little partnership, however slight it might be, meant they were admitting another conspirator. He already knew more than he should. Desperation played no small role in their decision. With Trevor, they had had access to the outside, something they'd taken for granted. Now that he was gone, their world had shrunk considerably. Argro scratched his head and frowned as if a headache was coming. Don't tell me anything else, he said. I don't want to know. He returned to the conference room and closed the door behind him, then perched on the edge of the table and once again seemed to be firing calls all over the Caribbean. His voice rose and fell.